This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
We also talked about, just before the crown topic of the day, we reset at 12, we talked about Hoff, who I believe fed us some bad information last week. Robert in Queens wants to chime in on that. Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, great show. BT, how does it feel to be working with Sal Francesa?
Sal, CB, sounds like Mad Dog more than Mike, though.
No. Mike would never let anybody go by. Sal could have come in this morning and said, Hoff, listen, the next time you got to do this. Don't give me things. No, he got to do it on the show to throw Hoff under the bus. Hoff is your main guy. Hoff and Dove make you guys what you guys are. You guys are great.
It's not Sal's feeling his oats. Robert, you heard all the evidence in the BT and Sal courtroom here. What'd you think? You think Hoff was accurate with that?
No, you're 100%. You're 100% correct.
Okay.
Hoff was wrong. But to call him out like that, that's a Francesa move.
Don't hang up on Rob just yet. He's probably going to say more good things.
Rob, but here's the thing. Not only did Sal call him out on the air, but he also made sure that he choreographed it to a point where we had all the audio lined up to really hammer home his point.
Yeah, I beat BT and Sal all on The Fan. If you missed it earlier, I had to question Hoff, and we put him on trial here on the BT and Sal show. So check it out on the free Odyssey app for some information that he gave us last week as it pertains to the Giants quarterback situation.
Erroneous information at that.
Which, by the way, we will, I'm sure, have updates as we go. Tomorrow, Jameis Winston is supposed to meet with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
We're still awaiting on Aaron Rodgers, and now it actually makes sense as to why we're waiting on Aaron Rodgers, because the Vikings are in play here. Rodgers, it seems, really wants to go to Minnesota, which makes sense, and he's waiting on them to really make a decision if they want him.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, then he's going to follow Brett Favre's exact path to Minnesota.
It's insane. And if they don't want him, then it's what, the Giants or
Pittsburgh?
Or Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson's still there. I guess the only danger, like, the Giants haven't played much right lately, but I'm hearing some criticisms like, there's danger in letting these guys leave the building without contracts. Where are they going? I mean, who's knocking down Russell Wilson's door?
Right.
You can't let Russell Wilson leave the building.
Well, the worst case for the Giants would be, first of all, it's already a bad case anyway, but the worst case would be Rodgers to Minnesota, Wilson to Pittsburgh, Giants have Flacco or Jameis Winston. And then really worst case would be, in addition to what I just said, plus Cam Ward off the board to the Titans.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe even Shador off the
possible
board
at two,
but
or somebody
they even
jumps
want
up.
I don't know. We don't know the truth with that. But if the Giants somehow end up with Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, or even Russell Wilson for that matter, without a young quarterback, it's like, just fire everybody now.
That would be absolute worst case scenario. And by the way, one thing that I notice, and this is consistent, and I don't even begrudge him for doing it, it's not a bad move. Every time Hoff could wedge himself into it, you notice he does call the day. They reference Hoff. They bring up Hoff. Hoff gets a little airtime. Do you notice that about him?
I'm
not saying it's a bad tactic. I'm not mad at him for doing it.
Between the two of us, we never shut up, so you know he's not getting in on this show. He needs to look for some of that airtime.
That is true.
No, but that was a fun conversation that we had. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. We've also talked about the Knicks, BT, in addition to the Johnnies. Marquise is on Long Island, wants to talk about Karl Anthony Towns. What's up, Marquise?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. First of all, I just got to say congrats to the Giants before I get to my point. It's been a long time coming. I wanted to say I feel the same way BT feels about the Knicks. I feel like the team is a pretty soft team. And I thought the Knicks realized that when they went out and made a move a couple weeks ago, bringing in P.J. Tucker. And to me, the perfect opportunity when Towns picked up his fourth foul, him and Draymond kind of locked arms, and Towns kind of faked up to him, and Draymond told Tibbs, like, yeah, put him on the bench. I thought right there I would have subbed in P.J. Tucker for Towns and made him put an elbow in his chest or something like that just to prove that this team is no longer the same soft team that they've been all year.
Yeah, no, well, Marquise, hold on, though. And Tucker was, you know, buddying up. But it shouldn't be on Tucker as the responsibility. He's been here 3 days. I mean, how about somebody else that's been there? Knicks don't have the leaders I thought they did. They just don't.
Go ahead, Marquise.
I agree, but I feel like that's the one guy that, like, last year it was kind of the same team, and it was one guy that you knew was stepping up if something went down. That was Hartenstein. I feel like bringing in that's the only reason you bring in a P.J. Tucker, to be that type of guy in the playoffs. You know there's going to be battles. You know people are going to get in people's faces. Brunson's going to take hard fouls. And I feel like that's the only reason you bring in a P.J. Tucker, to be that guy. And I feel like that opportunity right there was for him to show the team, like, yeah, I'm here, and I'm going to protect you guys, you know, because I don't look for Towns or OG or Mikal or Josh or any of those guys. They're not those type of guys. We have one guy that's like that, and it's PJ, and I thought that was a perfect opportunity for him to, you know, show himself to the team.
It's a good call.
You don't think Josh Hart, thank you for the call, Marquise. You don't think Josh Hart has that in him?
That's the other name I was thinking as he was running through things. I don't think Bridges does, you know.
I don't know.
What about Mitch?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I know maybe that was his worst game coming back, had to play some extra minutes there. Yeah, I mean, I think Mitch, I think people are being too harsh on this Knicks team throughout the course of the year.
Okay, so you're talking about a season thing, not just Draymond stuff.
No, in this particular case, I also think it's being overblown only because of the person who was directly involved. He didn't make a big deal of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not going to make, like, I took more offense to what Draymond Green said about Karl Anthony Towns than Towns did himself. So that to me is on Towns, the individual. I am still reserving judgment on this team. I've liked a lot of what I've seen, especially when you compare it to other Knicks teams. I love the talent. Okay, is it enough to win a championship? Probably not. Let's see. Their toughness, I want to see what they do in the postseason. That to me is the ultimate barometer of a quality, tough team. I think there are some elements and some signs that would say maybe you think that they're soft. I'm not ready to go there yet because I haven't seen them anywhere close to whole, whether it's Mitch being out, whether it's Brunson now being out, or everybody else. I haven't seen it yet, a whole unit with this team.
I just don't understand how their three-point defense is so awful. I mean, I know that, you know, Jalen is obviously easy to shoot over when he's out there, but, you know, a lot of wings are taking threes all night, and you know, we've talked about this between their two wings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's a correlation between some of the defensive stats and a lack of grit and character and toughness that I don't think that these Knicks have the way I thought and certainly hoped that they would.
Anthony's in Harlem. What's up, Ant?
What's up, Ant?
What's up, boys? BT, spot on, my brother. Every time this team is in a game where they're playing a good team that plays hard, that has grit, they fold like a cheap suit or they don't show up. And Saturday night, it was on full display, man. Just to be on a team and see a guy punk your teammate like that, get the better of him, and then go over and shake his hand, something is wrong with this team. I think it's the Nova Knicks, and they don't like Cat. They are soft.
Well, wait, I am confused, Ant, why you aren't having that anger or ire with Karl Anthony Towns himself.
Let me tell you about Karl Anthony Towns, Sal. Listen. His whole career, he has been labeled soft. This year, okay, the guy has played hard. He's been taking it to the hoop. He's been dropping 40 a night. And for some reason, he's getting froze out of the ball late in games by Brunson. I'm telling you, there is dysfunction in this locker room. They are a soft team.
Well, that's on the coach.
They're going to get bounced in the first round. And you know what my dream is, BT?
What?
Pitino takes St. John's, gets them a natty,
and he
comes back to the Knicks.
No
way. Him back on the bench.
Stop.
Anthony. That's my nightmare. It's not that crazy if you think about it.
It is in this regard. I actually asked Brick about this. I said, could you coach in the NBA again? And he said, absolutely not. He said, watch me. He said, watch how intense I am. He said, yeah. I can't do that anymore at the age of 72. I think it was a very honest answer.
Yeah, you've said that before. Here's why I don't think it's that realistic from a timeline perspective. You can see if this Knicks team fails this year, Tibbs being on thin ice going into next year.
Yes.
And
as he should be.
Right. And if a change is made and Pitino has built this program up 2-3 years, New York right there. Again, I'm not saying it's going to happen for the
coach at 75.
I'm just... Well, the Knicks are also looking for one coach to help them win a championship like now.
Yeah.
The timeline works. We talk about their window.
Please, you can't take them away. We can't start this stuff.
Rick's
staying put in Queens,
away.
Man.
Have him get to the Final Four this year or next,
uh-huh.
And then have him go to the Garden and win another championship.
Yeah, I love St. John's more than the Knicks. I'd rather him stay here. I do.
Come on,
I always
have. You
got
to share the wealth a little bit.
It's close.
Now, look, is it realistic? No, I just think that the timeline, if you actually do think about it, it would line up in that aspect of it. I also just don't understand why fans, and by the way, I've been calling them Tough Bucket Towns all year long, dating back to the beginning, because I'm like, man, this doesn't look like a soft player for me. But I did think he looked soft down the stretch, and maybe less than soft, just not good with the ball in his hands, trying to close out the game. The Knicks' defense wasn't the problem down the stretch against Golden State. It was their offense.
Yeah, which is why I don't overreact to the loss, because you had Brunson.
Bingo.
I didn't even say anything about the loss. I didn't even bring up the fact if they won or lost. I just went in on what happened postgame, which is what really bothered me.
But to me, the biggest issues with the road trip were the losses to the Lakers and the Warriors, because they need to beat a good team, but... I thought they played a very good game against the Lakers, just came up short. Now, they shouldn't have squandered that lead, but they did, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they played a tough game, 7-game series, maybe it goes differently. And the game against the Warriors, they played a tough game without Jalen Brunson. I still think everything is there for this team.
It just got to click
at some point, either before or during the postseason, and I think it's possible.
Let me depress you. Maybe you don't change your mind, but let me put it this way. So... in all probability, Celtics in round two, right?
Yeah.
You think the Knicks are going to beat the Celtics?
Probably not.
Okay. Let's say if they do, in all probability, Knicks and the Cavaliers next round, do you think they'll beat the Cavaliers?
I think they're beating the Cavs.
I really don't. Okay. Even if you're right, they get to the NBA championship, would they beat the Thunder?
If the Knicks
get mocked.
If the Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals, by the way, I'm not so sure the Thunder are going to beat the Warriors even. Or the Lakers with LeBron back. Who knows? Like, I know that everybody's putting the Thunder there, and I understand why.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee. Warriors look like a different team since Jimmy Butler.
But if it's the Lakers, Knicks can't beat the Lakers either. Or the Warriors.
I'm just saying that look, even if they get to the Eastern Conference Final, I still think it would be a good year for this Knicks team. I need to see what they look like as a whole unit. They've said it themselves. Brunson said it on his podcast. They have yet to gel as a team and really get there. Maybe that takes a year. I don't know. I still think we're learning about this team, and I would hesitate to label them as a unit soft when I know they got some gamers on that team.
I know they have some gamers, too. Not enough, as I would like, but why would it take the Knicks an entire season to gel, and it took the Warriors 2 weeks when they got Jimmy Butler to gel? I'll tell you why, because they got dogs, that's why.
The championship pedigree already with Curry and Draymond and Kerr.
But Klay Thompson's not there, and Mo Spates isn't there, and Andrew Bogut's not there, and Livingston's not there. Like, a lot of the components, Kevin Durant's not there, and Steph Curry is still really good. Draymond's a shell of what he was. I mean, they completely, because they got guys who are invested in playing the right way, and they're just... They're built Knicks.
We're going to see how it goes in the postseason. And I think the first thing, and we've talked about this, the first thing is going to be if they fail this year, it's going to be, okay, chemistry, this and that. And then it's going to be the bullseye is on Tibbs. And see how they play next year. And if it's not there, maybe they make a change. And then after that, it's going to be, hey, this group, whether it's Cat, whether it's Brunson and his deficiencies, whether it is Bridges, then it's going to be this group just wasn't good enough and not the right mix.
I'm on the record. Knicks lose round one. If they were, I got to find a new coach.
BT and Sal, that does it for us on this Monday, St. Patrick's Day. Be safe wherever you're celebrating. Try to get off the road so we could get home in a timely fashion today.
You got an Irish expression for us? You got a little something like...
I don't. Do you have it? You're the Irish.
Sienti? What is that? S-I-A-N? How do you say that? Sienti?
I have no idea. All right, thanks to the...
Bottoms up.
There you go. Well, that one we can all understand. Thanks to Dove, Hoff, everybody listening cold. We appreciate each and every one of you. See you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.